This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Senate impasse over a temporary government funding bill will continue at least for the near future. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Because of Yom Kippur, the Senate won't vote Thursday on any bill that could reopen the government. But senators left for the holiday with a glimmer of hope that they can find a way to break the impasse. Both Colorado Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett were part of informal bipartisan discussions Wednesday on the Senate floor around extending the health care marketplace tax credit. Disagreements, however, still remain on how and when it would get done. The House won't return until Monday, but the Senate will be back Friday when they will once again try to pass a short-term spending measure to reopen the government. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
One ramification of the federal government shutting down is employees no longer getting paid. That includes TSA agents at DIA. Denverite's Kiara Damari reports they are essential workers and are still expected to come to work, but the airport can't guarantee the shutdown won't affect staffing at one of the world's busiest airports.
TSA and air traffic controllers won't be getting paid until the government is up and running again. The last government shutdown lasted 35 days during the 2018-2019 holidays. During that time, the number of TSA employees calling out sick jumped 172%. TSA said this didn't necessarily affect wait times, but DIA still suggests people arrive 2 hours before their set boarding time. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
A Board of Trustees meeting in Palmer Lake tonight is set to debate a plot of land under consideration for a large Buc-ee's Travel Plaza. The agenda includes land annexation and zoning changes, but a public hearing and final decision may be delayed after voters last month decided they wanted to have a direct say in any annexations. This is CPR News in KRCC.